Welcome to another episode of the Leading LDS Podcast. My name is Kurt Frankham, the creator of Leading LDS. In this brief episode, I will read the post titled, You Are Not Called to Fix It, Recognizing Grace in Your Calling. Do you remember the euphoria you felt when you were extended the call to serve in a leadership position? You finally get to pick the counselors you want, you finally get to apply your ideas, you feel like you are going to make a real difference as you serve with extra vigor. Whatever problem the quorum has, you will fix it. After a few months, mediocrity resurfaces. Your plan of a cultural overhaul just isn't happening. Those called to help you serve disappoint, home teaching goals become stale, and you are just as discouraged as your predecessor. Your unique leadership didn't do a thing, and problems still exist. Not only are balls being dropped, those imperfections are causing people to fall through the cracks. Salvations are being lost. Inactivity continues, and it is happening on your watch. You've got to fix it. You will then recommit to be the above par leader. You need to try a little harder, motivate a little more, and then this will all work out. You reassess your lineup, you release a counselor and call a new all-star. You plan a lesson of all lessons that will whip this group into shape. After much effort and a few more months, you wake up in the exact same place as before. In frustration, you scream towards the heavens, "Don't you want me to succeed as a leader?" In that moment, the eternal genius in heaven will remind you once again, "I never called you to fix it." Just like in real life, when we sin, fail at our job, become sick, or get discouraged, we try to fix it ourselves. We commit to reading our scriptures a little longer, pray with more sincerity, attend the temple one more time, hoping that our efforts will bind God to bless us with what we think we need. We quickly forget it isn't our job to overcome all things. It is through the righteousness of the Redeemer that these shortcomings will be justified. Even in times when it feels like you fixed it, it wasn't you. It was Him that gave us power to do these things. I cherish the stories of President Monson's time as bishop. He is inspiring as always, and in my efforts as bishop, the Spirit often whispers to me, "Do what Bishop Monson would do." These promptings usually end up with me serving the individual and reaching out to those that feel forgotten. However, I am willing to bet there were days Bishop Monson didn't live up to his reputation. Not because he didn't want to, but because he's human. There's never reason to share those stories in the Ensign or in general conference. My brother, who is also a bishop, him and I were talking one Sunday evening about how many times we simply fail to be good bishops. I don't mean little mistakes. I mean huge oversights that are causing others to feel forgotten. These instances may be a ward member diagnosed with cancer, a single sister needing support, a good brother losing his faith and seeking answers. And we, as the leader, didn't even think twice about it. We have every intention to be there as a support. But life got in the way, and suddenly it's Sunday again. Will these victims of our ineptness be lost? Will we be the reason they lose faith and feel forgotten? No, because His grace is sufficient to cover the pains caused by our weak leadership. His grace leaves plenty of room for sanctification. His justifications allow us to practice our sanctification. We have opportunity to become more like our Father by practicing discipleship like Bishop Monson. Those moments when the Lord puts you in the place you need to be to serve and love others on an individual basis is priceless. So step back a moment and put down the monthly home teaching report and remind yourself that it isn't your job to fix it. You were called to love, to testify from your heart, to learn someone's name, to shake their hand, to encourage, to be their friend. He, the great Redeemer, has the rest covered. Thank you for listening to the Leading LDS Podcast. I encourage you to visit this post at leadinglds.com and share your comments and thoughts. Also, don't forget to join the Leading LDS newsletter to receive additional leadership-focused content and to follow us on all major social media channels.